Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to another edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network, brought to you by Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement organization. Broadcasting today from Studio A. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy another evening of informative, engaging, and exciting news and information from the Private Officer Organization.
Yeah, we certainly want to welcome you to another live edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio. Glad that you're with us here tonight on this Monday, the 12th of August, 2013. Why do I tell you the date, you ask? That's a very good question. All of our shows are cataloged and saved for on-demand playing anytime, day or night, and it's there on this website and our website permanently. So sometimes, you might listen to a show that may not have a date on it, so I want to make sure that everybody knows when it was recorded. Hello again and welcome. My name is Rick McCann, host of the Private Officer Beat and founder and CEO of Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement organization. Before I go too far or too deep into this show tonight, I do want to tell you that if you'd like to email us while I'm on the air, you can do so at radio@privateofficer.com. We're broadcasting live from our Charlotte, North Carolina studios in our office tonight. Bubba Joe is with me. Brett's got the night off, and we're going to be hosting tonight's show talking about a number of different things coming up and going on, and we may or may not have a guest. It depends. So if you're not busy and you're just hanging out at the house and you want to call in, we'll give you that opportunity in just a little bit. I know a lot of our listeners listen on demand because they're at work during this time of the evening, and we've actually tried a number of different times and days, and it seems to be the same old story. We all have to work, and we can't really get everybody to listen in at the same date and the same time. We all got to make that paycheck. But, I'm glad that we have the program on demand for playback anytime, anywhere. And I know from previous emails and communications over the years that many of our listeners do listen from work, do listen on playback days and weeks and months later on. And some even listen by downloading it from iTunes, which is available on iTunes and several other locations. So, hey, we really appreciate you listening wherever it might be, whenever it might be. We are always talking on Monday nights about the news and what's happening, and tonight will be no different. We're going to share some news happening with you. I did get a little wind knocked out of my sail today, and I'll be discussing that with you as well. We'll also be talking about some of the latest promotions being offered through Private Officer International, some of the upcoming seminars and training. Let me see, what else? Some new services and really a whole lot of other things. I saw this little gem on somebody's Facebook this weekend, and I actually borrowed it from them, and I think it really fits in with my motto and with the way that I try to live. And it's very simple. I, found on a website or on a Facebook of a friend that they had a little quotation for the weekend that said, "Let your life be your legacy. Let your life be your legacy. It doesn't have to be any great accomplishment. You don't have to be a multimillionaire. You don't have to be the founder of some famous business entity. You don't have to be the creator of anything. But by the way you live, by the way that you act, by the way that you walk, talk, handle yourself, let that be your legacy. And I thought that was pretty special. Everyone can do that. You don't have to be real smart. You don't have to be a millionaire. You don't have to leave your wealth and riches and all your stock and everything that you own to anyone to let your life be your legacy. The way that we live speaks volumes. Who we are, silently. You know, many years ago, a preacher told me that the way a person lives their life, those that are not boastful, those that just do as they say that they're going to do, those who do without expecting anything back, those people are larger than life. Those are the people who make the difference. When you hear someone screaming how great they are, when you hear people boasting how much they've done, those are the people that probably haven't done much. Those are the people that you really can't depend on. So let your life be your legacy. Be honest. Be truthful. Be morale. Be moral. Be have morality about you. Live the best that you can and do right by people and let your life be your legacy. It's okay if you want to borrow that saying from me and put it on your Facebook page for tomorrow. I'm sure my buddy won't mind at all. We have a lot of things happening at Private Officer International, and we try to bring some of it to you each radio program. I mentioned a moment ago that the wind was knocked out of our sail today. Those of you on our email list know that early this morning an email was sent out after a discussion and a decision that we decided to cancel the second annual Private Officer Memorial Ride, and unfortunately, it was not a good decision. It did not make us feel good, and we were very disappointed and saddened. But in business, there comes a time when you know whether or not you're going to be able to succeed, or whether or not you're going to have to close down an office, lay off some people. Those are hard decisions and not easily made, not to be taken lightly. But unfortunately, this year, for whatever the reason, whether it be the economy or a lack of interest, we just could not shoulder the financial burdens of traveling to 15 to 20 cities on our dime at our expense. And we did not have enough donations, and we have not, I guess, really cultivated any major sponsors. And so it definitely left us in a position where we could not financially fulfill this 2013 Private Officer Memorial Tour. And so we've kind of put it on the sidelines. We will be doing some local and some regional memorial services as we have throughout the years. I don't know. I've had a number of people ask me today, even before going on the air, why our large member base and even larger associate base, those people who follow us, receive our emails, and our supporters in one form or the other, why they haven't supported this particular event. And I don't know. I don't have an answer. And if you're inclined to give us some information on your insight, we'll be happy to receive it, you know, in the manner that it was meant to be received. And if you are one of those supporters who heard the news today and you're disappointed and you'd like to be involved, we are still open and receptive to continuing on with our 15 or 20 city tour and memorial ride and holding memorial services along the way. But it does take money for lodging, gas, food, and other services that we need to rent to hold the memorial services. So if you're interested, just send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. And we will definitely entertain the thought of reviving the 2013 memorial service ride and tour and getting these services out there. It's very important to understand that every 62.3 hours, that's every 2.5 days, a security officer in the United States dies in the line of duty. Every 62.3 hours, a security officer in the United States dies in the line of duty. And every 48.6 hours, a law enforcement officer dies in the line of duty. As you can see, there's not much difference between law enforcement death and security officer death. Every 62.3 hours, every 2.5 days, a security officer dies in the line of duty in the United States. As explained many times, the difference between law enforcement death and security officer death is a large majority of law enforcement deaths come from motor vehicle accidents and training deaths, while 99% of all security officer deaths actually come from encounters with criminals. More than 75% of all injuries sustained by security officers come from blunt force trauma, gunshot, stabbing, being run down by vehicles, beaten with clubs, that type of thing. So there is a difference between the law enforcement deaths and the private security deaths. And when OSHA saw that difference last year during our meeting, that put them, you know, lost for words. When I explained to federal and state entities about the difference of how law enforcement may die in the line of duty compared to how private security dies, and the difference is a higher percentage of law enforcement die from non-trauma events, and a large number, almost all, security officers die from trauma and violent deaths. Big difference. Big difference. Every 62.3 hours, a security officer dies in the line of duty. Put that on your wall. Give that to your coworkers and your employer and your friends in private security and law enforcement, because those are the facts. Those are hard, true numbers, and I really don't think that people realize it. Anyways, as an organization, Private Officer International prides itself to recognize the private security personnel, which includes everything from public safety officers at the college and hospital to loss prevention agents to uniform security, bouncers, nightclub security, and anyone under the category of private security in some shape or form. We recognize them. We reward them. We have the only national award program, the only national week of recognition, which we will still honor all officers this year. That doesn't mean that the week has been canceled, by no means. So September 15th through the 21st, we're still asking that individuals and companies have a moment of silence to honor and recognize those security officers who have died in the line of duty. And if you're a uniformed officer, to wear a black band over your badge. And if you are a plainclothes and you have a blazer or a polo shirt and you're wearing ID card, you can do the same thing. You can put a strip of black tape across the middle of the card, which will signify the same thing. This year, we're also asking that during the week of September 15th through the 21st, that you also have one blue Christmas candle in your window. A blue candle, and basically those are available any place. This signifies a law enforcement or a public safety officer recognition during a death situation. And I'd like to use that this year as well. We're also going to be talking with a number of media outlets again this year, as we have in the last couple of years. And so, although we won't be on the road to the extent that we had hoped to be, we still are going to be doing a number of other events to recognize the private officers killed in the line of duty.
Listening to WPOI Radio, sponsored by Private Officer International. Now don't go away, because we're coming right back with some more news, information, and free training for you that you're not going to want to miss.
Slow down.
And move over.
When you see light, best.
Or reflective, please give us some room. Slow down.
And move over.
We look out for you.
So look out for us.
Please.
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 Slow down
and move over.
It's the law.
It's the law. It's the law.
Okay, we are back with you tonight on the Private Officer Beat here on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network, and we're glad that you are back with us. We were talking about celebrating the Private Officer Memorial, and I've gotten a number of emails just since we went on the air asking whether or not there would still be some events, and yes, there are going to still be some events. In fact, we've received several emails in the last few hours asking if we could hold local and regional events like we did last year and like we have in years past. And we will be doing that, as well as having the at least one of them on recorded and on our radio program available for playback, as well as on our website. And we hope to be able to accomplish some video recording possibly of one of the events as well. So, yes, we're still going to have it in some format or the other. I want to go over some of the news that's happened just in the last 9 or 10 days involving private security. Those of you on our email list, you received the updated Private Officer Beat news yesterday. Really a lot of stuff happening. As you know, we've had a number of security officers killed in the line of duty this month. We've also had a number of security officers killed off duty. Several were involving murders. Several involved traffic accidents. And one, unfortunately, in Los Angeles involved, I guess, a case of mistaken identity. The undercover police officer shot a plainclothes security officer, and unfortunately he died from his wounds. We've also had a number of suicides on duty, several suicides, which also has been sent out in our email blast along the way. And we've had a number of security officer-involved shootouts, which is par for the course. Unfortunately, every week someplace, there are shootouts. We are currently compiling statistics for 2012 that shows the number of armed confrontations that security officers were involved in, including how many shootouts. And I know that there's hundreds of them, and it's a pretty lengthy process. And we hope to have those out probably by this time next month, I would think, within the next 3 or 4 weeks. There were a number of security officers shot in the last 10 days, including in Ohio, San Francisco, Las Vegas, West Virginia, Illinois, a big shootout. Several armored cars were robbed. We had a security officer that was stabbed multiple times in Waldorf, Maryland. And, you know, the list goes on and on and on and on. One of the areas where we've seen a drastic increase in security officer attacks is retail loss prevention and mall security. And we've mentioned this on our LP Zone radio show, which we've sidelined for a short time, but we'll be bringing that back next month. But retail violence is up substantially, and I don't have the direct figures on that, but I know that many areas are seeing security agents being pepper sprayed, guns being pulled more than ever before. And I've said this on the show before, I've been involved in loss prevention myself. I worked it for 8 years, both in store as well as a district LP manager, trainer. And as far as, you know, I can see, this is really an area for concern, and we need to be training our people about how to handle those assaults and how to recognize them before they happen, because unfortunately, loss prevention and mall security agents do not carry any weapons. They sometimes have handcuffs, but very few are equipped with anything more. And unless they're an off-duty police officer, they might be carrying their weapon, maybe pepper spray, but if they're in plain clothes, probably not. We have a lot of areas, that are being hit in retail security, and we really need to find a way to be able to address that, to keep our people from being injured or killed in the line of duty. And it's just an area that we're really keeping an eye on. Also in the news over the weekend, something that you may have seen, it did make the major news headlines all over the country. In Idaho, Cascade, Idaho, actually in the back country of Idaho, two older couples on horseback that were out in the backcountry of Idaho wilderness noticed a middle-aged man and a young teenager that looked out of place. They were improperly dressed to be out in the backcountry. They looked more like they were city slickers from the beach rather than the mountains of Idaho. The couples recognized that they didn't have any provisions with them. They had one small backpack, and they just looked out of place. One of the men in the party of the two couples happened to be a retired police officer, and he just, something told him something was not right. Once they were able to obtain, cell phone signal, they notified the county sheriff's department. They sent a couple of deputies to investigate. And the end of the story is that a shootout ensued and the man was killed. It turned out that the man had kidnapped the young lady from California and killed the mother and daughter and burnt down the house in California. local, state, and federal authorities have been looking for the man and the missing teenager for some time. And, you know, it was just because of good observation by good people that they were able to lead police to the backcountry of Idaho and rescue the teenage girl. Really a miracle, because the chance of having an encounter like that in the backwoods is slim to none, especially in Idaho, where already it's near fall. Temperatures are dropping, and it's not summertime there. Cooler at night. And yet, because of these observant, good citizens, law enforcement was able to get in there, rescue the teenager, and during a shootout, killed the suspect. We've talked numerous times about being observant and how you, as a security professional, a public safety officer, can use your observation skills to help others around you. It may not involve the property that you're stationed at. It may not be involving you directly, but good observation would lead law enforcement possibly to preventing, interceding, or even capturing. So, that's part of the observe and report model that many companies operate from. So I would think that, you know, with a little bit more observation, we might be able to help many people along the way. I have an email here that asking about something that was on one of our emails, and I'm going to answer them later on. But we are offering some new services. We have been providing consulting services for security companies for a number of years. And if you have a small to mid-sized security or investigation firm or a training school, we have consulting services that will help you with marketing, with retaining clients, retaining employees, and really gaining a higher profit and a higher market share. If you'd like more information about that, send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. I want to mention this also. Earlier when I was talking about the association and having to cancel the 2013 Memorial Ride, there are, I got an email from someone in Virginia that was kind of saying, oh, I'm so sorry that you don't have enough people, that blah, blah, blah. It's not that we don't have enough people. We have lots of people who are members. We have lots of people who are interested. That's the disappointing fact. That's the disappointing thing about our situation. We have lots of people and lots of members and lots of followers on social media and so forth. But, you know, many people just want a certificate on the wall. The certificate on the wall to me is like having a half-empty glass. Belonging to an organization or an association is only half of what makes you a professional. It's only half of what sets you apart. Once you become a member, especially of an organization like ours, Private Officer International is extremely different from belonging to other associations where they really don't interact with you. We have 24-hour, 7-day-a-week interaction. You send us an email, you're going to get a reply almost instantly. So many people are shocked at receiving calls immediately, receiving immediate response by email, and having such a direct connection with our office. You don't receive that with other organizations. So having the certificate on the wall is great. Yeah, you can say you're a member of blah, blah, blah association, but becoming involved in all the things that they have to offer, and POI has a ton of things to offer, that really is what's going to make you more professional. That really is what's going to separate you from the other guys, from the other organizations. And all that I can say is get involved today, because there's just so much going on, so many good things that you could be involved in.
Hi, I'm Senator John Gleason.
And I'm Chief Dwayne Cherry. Follow these simple do's and don'ts to chart a safe course when boating.
Wear your life jackets. Carry safety equipment such as fire extinguishers, lights, and horns.
Take a safe boating course and never use alcohol when boating.
Observe the nautical rules.
I remember just opening my eyes and I got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
1-834, be advised, 3-3-3-7 associate with the suspect and the victim. West. KYC-172, no water warrant.
You are listening to another edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Brought to you by Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement organization.
We are broadcasting live today from our Charlotte, North Carolina studio. Welcome back to the Private Officer Beat. Glad that you are joining us tonight on the radio here as we kind of jibber-jabber about a number of things. If you missed the earlier intro, yes, the Private Officer 2013 Memorial Ride and Memorial Services for the 15-plus cities have been sidelined. I don't want to say canceled. I hate that word, canceled. It makes it sound like I failed or POI failed, and I know that we haven't. But we really need a national or maybe several national sponsors to be able to really finance a nationwide project. So if you are or you know of national or regional sponsors, a company that would like to sponsor financially part of or all of the trip, part of the memorial services, whatever, contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. All right, we have some other things to talk about, but in the meantime, if you are interested in talking, if you would like to talk about the POI memorial or anything else, I'm going to open the line for just a minute at area code 347-426-3807. Area code 347-426-3807. You're on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
Hello, Rick, you there?
Yes, I am. You're on the Private Officer Radio.
Hey, Rick McCann. Guy Libby here with Valiant Private Security. How are you?
Hey, good evening, or I guess afternoon where you are.
Afternoon out here. Correct, sir. Good evening to you. Just wanted to call in. I'm very disappointed to hear about the sidelining of the memorial ride, but I wanted to say that I can speak for my guys as well. We really appreciate what you do, and the work that you put in bringing this message out to the general public is truly a tremendous amount of work. You really do a fantastic job, you and your crew at POI. Just fantastic.
Well, I really appreciate that, and we're kind of sidelined, but we're not completely canceled. We will hold some regional memorial services in our neck of the woods, and who knows, maybe somebody will come out of the shadow and help us out before it gets too late. But in any event, we have some things planned, and we'll still be talking with the media, and maybe next year will be better. But I appreciate those kind words, sir.
One of the one of the milestones I think that that we'll look for in kind of the progression of this as it moves along. You, I'm sure you're aware of just how diligently law enforcement records every aspect of the situations and the circumstances that lead to the on-duty the law enforcement on-duty deaths, the line of duty deaths, and it really goes a long way to shaping their professional standards and the safety standards that they employ. And I just don't see that we're reaching that just yet. I think with the type of work that you do, it's really pushing the industry, or I guess pulling the industry uphill at some points in time toward that same kind of a thing. And I really think that's going to be a turning point in the safety of our folks out there on the street.
Well, I know from our own conversations during the past 10 years with both state and federal regulators and entities such as OSHA and the U.S. Department of Justice and the Department of Labor that their statistics were taken and recorded based on the report from the state. And many times the state report was not accurate because they did not include nightclub bouncers. They did not include people who were doing security but may not have the title of security, so the categories weren't correct. And up until 2004, they didn't have a clear, concise picture of the injuries and the deaths like they do today. And that's why we began in 2006 coordinating our information and statistics with these agencies, and why we employ a full-time news department that no other organization or entity has. And in fact, we just was commented a couple weeks ago that our organization, actually the news collection, which takes us about 6 or 8 hours every day, most people don't realize that, but our organization acts just like any other major news media group, and collecting, sorting, verifying, there's a lot that goes into it. And you know, I think that the information is being shared now in a way that it never has been before. I know that in my conversations with media and other entities that they're shocked, because we break it down into the number of injuries, the number of deaths, the number of assaults, workplace violence. There were over 80,000 workplace violence incidents involving security last year. That's a lot.
Yeah, it sure is. I cannot imagine the amount, just the sheer amount of hours that you guys have to put in. And to date, you're right. As far as I know, you're the only organization that does this. And that's, to me, that's a bit surprising when you consider. I'm not going to name the organizations by letters or name, but organizations that have been around and are designed to be advocates of the security industry have been around literally for decades and just don't put together type of information, the type of pertinent, relevant information, the hard-hitting information that you do. It's just amazing to me that we're still at that point in time. I think that when we get to, you know, if you talk about things like the California Highway Patrol shooting, or the L.A. bank robbery, or the Miami shooting, there's a whole lot of high-profile law enforcement shootings and incidents in which law enforcement officers were killed. Once we get to that stage where we're taking these incidents and analyzing them, and in a sense Monday morning quarterbacking, but at least going back and seeing what could have been done differently and how do we evolve our public safety practices from the what was the night watchman of the 50s and early 60s and up to some of the more modern practices. But nevertheless, you're on the cutting edge of it, and I really appreciate what you do. Listen, Rick, I'll let you go. I don't want to take up the whole show here. We'll talk again soon. Take care, buddy. Take care.
All right, thank you. Have a good day. There are so many things that POI does that many people are not aware of, and it's kind of mind-boggling to many. But as far as quarterbacking shooting incidents and things of that nature, we do that. And, in fact, we have a new team that responds to deadly force incidents. And we do the same type of work as any law enforcement group when it comes to sorting through the information, the facts, and putting together some type of timeline and analysis of what happened, why it happened, how it could have been prevented, or whether or not the person involved could have done something different. And we've brought a number of cases up recently in our newsletters as well as on air. And in fact, some folks were not happy with those analysis because, as with a shooting recently in South Carolina where we said we knew, once we got the data from the public information officer at the law enforcement agency in South Carolina, I analyzed it immediately, and I knew that the security officer was guilty of murder because a person was killed. He said that he shot at a vehicle heading toward him at, you know, full speed, and I knew the facts said different. He shot at the person from the side panel of the vehicle and the rear of the vehicle, and the person died from gunshot wounds that entered in the upper left quadrant of the body from behind or from the side. And now that person is charged with murder. So we do analyze and we do get that data out. Unfortunately, some folks don't want to accept it. They don't want to say that, you know, security should be analyzed. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that there's actually a state senator who believes that private security agencies and officers should be accredited just like law enforcement, which would be totally different than being licensed by the state. The accreditation would mean a much more stringent look at how the company not only trains, but the policies they have in place or don't have in place, require certain criteria to be met, and really make the agency compliant and answer for everything that they do. I think it's a good idea, and this certain senator is looking to make it a standard in his state. It probably won't go national because, again, most states have the right to make their own law, but who knows? Maybe it will.
For some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, 1 in 6 children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to povertyusa.org today. Because 1 in 6 children in poverty is one too many. A message.
I don't know if you saw this in the news this week, but a brand new study by the Rasmussen Report, which is a large, well-known survey company, they say that their report now, just recently issued in the last few days, says that 62% of Americans want armed security in school. 62%. They surveyed a large assortment of people throughout the U.S. 62% of people want armed security. Right after the shooting in Connecticut back in December, a similar survey was conducted by NBC. Only 37% said it's necessary to arm security. Now, 62%. People have changed their mind as more and more shootings happen in our schools across America. It's funny because only three states in the U.S. currently have any requirements by law of training for school security, contract school security. And right now we're tracking legislation, a national piece of legislation that would require that all school security officers be trained the same, at least the same criteria, the same curriculum, and we'll be monitoring that and letting you know if that passes anytime soon. Private Officer International does offer a 15-week online course. It is one of the best I've seen. There's no other school, private or public, that offers a more comprehensive training for private non-sworn security officers. It covers an array of topics, including drugs, juvenile crimes, sex crimes, truancy, abuse, de-escalation, responding to emergencies, just a whole variety of things that school security officers would deal with. I know that some people believe that security officers in general are not there to get involved hands-on or interact anything more than observe and report, but as you know, my stance on that is that's a farce. You know, if you're in the middle of two people going at it or someone storming the school with a weapon, you're going to intercede or do something to prevent it or to stop it or to apprehend. Unfortunately, I had a security company owner tell me not too long ago that even though they had armed security at the school that they have contracted, they're under strict orders not to use deadly force or get involved. That's a bunch of hogwash. An armed man comes running through the corridor of the school, and the armed security officer is there. You're going to tell me that you have ordered him not to pull his weapon, not to challenge, not to stop that armed suspect? Give me a break. Whether you order him to or not to doesn't matter, because common sense would tell you that the majority of people want to do whatever they can to stop crime. And if someone comes in with a weapon and the security officer can prevent it, challenge it, you know, subdue it or defuse it, even with deadly force, that's what they're going to do. So we have one of the best, if not the best, accredited 15-week school security officer course. Whether you're currently involved in school security or your company offers school security or it's something you're thinking of doing, check it out at www.privateofficer.com and sign up for that course. We have a new class coming up in a couple of weeks. We have a lot of great things to offer: education, training, services, recognition, you know, a whole gamut. But in order to benefit from something, you have to use it. You can be sick as a dog laying on the couch, and if your medicine is up in the cabinet and you don't get up to take it, you're not going to get better. POI has a ton of different resources available for our members and non-members. We have a bunch of training, a bunch of different things. And if you don't get involved, you know, it's of no use to you. I just received an email asking about something else that we mentioned a while back. I just want to be clear as to the question. Yes, we are offering national help wanted ads. If you're an employer and you'd like to reach your target market, in fact, our office just sent out an invitation today to advertise on the POI website, which we seldom do. We don't want to crowd it with advertisement. But we do occasionally allow some private advertising at privateofficer.com. So we do have National Help Wanted ads now on the website. Check it out at privateofficer.com. If you're an employer HR manager, director, you certainly can place a help wanted ad there and get a whole month completely free. You can also now take advantage of the special that's happening. You can advertise, place a banner on the website, and receive 1 month free as well. Check it out at privateofficer.com or send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Like I said, we are very diverse and we have tons and tons of stuff happening. But, you know, some people, they just sit back and they wait for other people to get involved, other people to do everything. You know the old saying, 10% of the people do 90% of the work. And that's just that's true in any organization, any business. Unfortunately, that is how people are. I don't know how to change it. I don't know what we can do to induce any more than we do. We offer extremely cheap memberships, the cheapest in the business, and I just want to mention this, too. The gentleman that called a few moments ago from California, he mentioned that there's an organization that's been around for about 50 years. It's the Leading Security Association, and that's true. They don't offer half of what POI offers, but I just want to mention that we are, I guess, tooting our own horn because POI is actually the second largest private security association in the U.S. now, second. And we just found out this last week something else that we'll be announcing in a couple of weeks about training. What the heck, I might as well tell you now. Private Officer International is officially the largest provider of private security officer training in the U.S. The largest provider of private security officer training in the U.S., and that is a fact, both online and in person. Entry-level and advanced courses. So that's something to be proud of. I also wanted to mention earlier, and it kind of slipped my mind, for those of you who don't listen to our radio show regularly, we are coming up, we're just a few shows shy of our 300th radio program here on the Private Officer Beat. We'll be celebrating that coming up next month, 300 shows. Woo! You know, there's a lot of TV programs that don't make it past the first 100 shows. So for any TV or radio broadcast to reach such a mile marker, you know, 300 shows, that's substantial. That's amazing, and we hope to be able to accomplish something even more amazing when we hit 500 and 1,000 shows. In fact, we're combining some other things that we have going on, and we're going to be bringing a live digital magazine TV show to the Internet coming up before the end of the year, and we're working on that along with some other projects. And we hope to be able to have that released in the upcoming months. So, yes, we are. Private Officer International is the largest private security training provider in the U.S. That's official. No other security training school provides as much training in as many formats as Private Officer International. So that says quite a lot about the accomplishments of Private Officer International. We've been recognized also by U.S. Department of Homeland Security and other organizations over the years as being, you know, a top provider. We won an award last year as being one of the top 10 security internet websites on the web. And so, you know, there's a lot going on here at Private Officer International, and I'd like to invite you, if you're not already a member, to check it out and join today at privateofficer.com. You can become a lifetime member right now just for $99. $99. That's less than a dollar a day or, you know, what's that, about two packs of cigarettes these days? You know, a case of beer? It's not much. $99. Check it out. at privateofficer.com. Join today. I do want to mention also about chapters. I know that we've had a number of people over the last few weeks interested in chapters and being involved in our chapters. We really want to continue on, you know, starting and opening chapters, but we need people who are committed to the organization, committed to our mission, and who have like minds. If you need more information, go to our website at privateofficer.com/chapters. Listen to our audio and send us an email, and we'll be glad to set up a conference call and talk more with you about opening chapters, because there's a lot of benefits, training, rewards, awards, resources, tons of stuff when you start a chapter. All right, well, that's all for us tonight. We really appreciate you being here with us on the Private Officer Talk Radio. You can still donate to the Memorial Fund at privateofficer.com. Click on the link right there. You can still schedule and sponsor. If you want to sponsor a memorial service in your area, we will come. If you have the location and you're willing to sponsor the financial aspect of it, we will provide the service to you. Just contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. That's all for tonight. We want to make sure that you all stay safe this week, be blessed, and we'll see you right back here on the radio.